This is Justin Towns Earl. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. We play you some of the best, and we usually have fun doing it, except maybe on sad occasions such as this. My name's Jeff, here for you for the next couple of hours, playing you some great music and having fun. We are, of course, pre-recorded, as is the entire world. The entire world is happening on a tape loop right now. Nothing is actually happening in real time. It's all been pre-recorded and predetermined. And I don't want to tell you, how it ends. But you think you've seen crazy things. You wait. There's more to come. Okay, that's my broadcast tease. The real life tease. Stick around because there's more to come. And there'll be more to come on this here program. We got some new music for you. And do we have a show this week? I think we have a show this week to talk about. Streaming show to talk about. That'll be good. Oh my God, it's friggin' September. How did that happen? Ugh, I don't even want to talk about that. Yeah. Before we get to any of that, unfortunately, We gotta deal with what happened in the world this past week, and that is the untimely tragic death of Justin Towns Earl. Now, of course, I think we all know who Justin Towns Earl is. He's often mentioned right away as Steve Earle's son. That first song that we heard there off of his first full length, "The Good Life," was the first song that I heard, as I recall, and the first time I heard it, I went like, that doesn't sound like Steve Earle at all. And as you listen to his music, you don't hear much Steve Earle at all. There are times, I've watched a lot of video of him and listened to a lot of interviews and stuff lately. And there are times when he's playing solo when you can kind of pick out a little bit of Steve, but he actively kind of tried not to sound like Steve. I don't even know if he had to try. I think he just did it. And that's pretty remarkable when you think about it. Coming out, he was a young guy when that first record came out. Coming out with a sound that was maybe not totally original on that record. That sounds like a lot of really old music. But it certainly didn't sound like what was out at the time, and it certainly didn't sound like his dad. Certainly didn't sound like Townes Van Zandt, who he's named after. So it was really refreshing and exciting at the time. And he went on to have quite a meaningful career. He was a writer, again, unlike his dad, unlike Townes, but a writer who could really tell a story and really had a lot to say. And all of that contributed to kind of the sadness, I think, that we all felt when we heard that he had passed away. And just the tragedy of it all, really. Just feeling like maybe it shouldn't have happened. Now, here's something I want to play for you, and it kind of speaks to the elephant in the room. Okay? And I wasn't sure whether I should play this for you or not. But I don't think that we gain anything by ignoring or not talking about hard truths. That's what that's what all this Black Lives Matter stuff that's going on is all about. It's finally speaking the hard truths and saying, you know what, this is it. So the fact of the matter remains that Justin, from a very early age, struggled with addiction. And if you look at his dad's life, I guess you can kind of understand that. But not so much just from his dad, but the place that he lived in, his mother's side of the family was also pretty messed up. So you can't really blame it all on Steve, that's for sure. Kind of more came out of where they lived and how they lived and the circumstances of his upbringing, things like that. And in the end, his addictions were sadly what robbed the world of this major talent. And I'm going to play something where he kind of talks rather openly about that. And he kind of makes light of it, I guess, in a way, in this little clip. But I think it's important to all of us to remember that there are people around us who struggle with addictions, and addictions are often just a cover for mental health issues. And it kind of is up to all of us to watch out for the people around us and care about the people around us. And sometimes we're scared or we're shy or we don't feel like it's our place to step in. And I'm not saying for one second that somebody could have saved Justin, because God knows people tried. And eventually there was no saving him from himself, I suppose. But in a lot of cases we can do something and we can make a difference. And hopefully by recognizing some of these things, we can kind of help some people out. So if you're struggling with addiction or anything else, I'm here for you, buddy. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. I care, as I know a lot of people cared about Justin. So this one's a little hard to listen to, but I think it's important too.
Various publications, you'll hear of my latest incarceration in the fair city of Indianapolis. And so the sons of bitches got me, and so I decided that I should probably go back to rehab again, because see, here's the issue, is I like to drink, and I like to drink a lot. I like to drink in the morning, I like to drink vodka straight, I like to drink all day, I also like cocaine. I didn't hit anybody. Well, that's what you get for believing what you read, darling. You believe everything you read? And you're just like George W. Bush. So, I like to drink a lot, I like to do cocaine, I like to take pain pills, and I like to take them a lot. All the time. So, and I've been to treatment a lot. A lot. 13 times. Okay, so I know what's going to happen when I start drinking.
Lucky 13!
Maybe you should go to the back of the room. And so, this song here knowing what's wrong and doing it anyway. Yeah!
Poor crackers' lands.
Not Louisiana. Ah, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Ah, Louisiana. Ah, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. So what has happened down here is the winds have changed. The clouds roll in from the north and it starts to rain. It rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. Say it's 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. I say it's 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Woo!
The bright light from a lightning strike. Wind is picking up to a low mall. Feel the pressure drop. Rain starting, stop. Storm coming. The way it's gonna miss us now. Still, then comes steady rain, hard against the window pane. Keep an eye on the river, it's already up. There's no need to worry yet. Let us not forget the last time it rained.
From the most recent record, which I admit I'd never paid a lick of attention to until now. It's called The Saint of Lost Causes. And man, there's some great songs on there. I just can't even believe how great the songs are and why I haven't been paying attention as much to Justin's records for a while, but they continue to be great. And it's terribly sad that he's gone. And I've been pulling up all these videos, and I pulled up the video for that song there, Frightened by the Sound. And I'm watching it. I'm going, wait a second. I know that guy. Our buddy Ben Delacour stars in the video for that song. And it freaked me out. I was like, oh my God, I guess it doesn't surprise me that being from the same town that they would know each other, but I had no idea. So I dropped Ben a line this week just to see how he was doing with everything. And it turns out not that good. And like a lot of us, he's having a hard time. I think he appreciated just hearing from somebody asking how he was doing and making sure that he was okay and all that stuff. And that's what I'm asking you to do, is to find somebody in your life. Doesn't even matter if you know that they got troubles or whatever. Just reach out and say, hey, I hope you're doing okay. Been thinking about you. I love you. And I think it goes a long way. And I think, maybe it could help somebody. And really, if we're not helping each other through this friggin' mess, how the hell are we going to manage it? Anyway, so that's Frightened by the Sound. A couple of live videos, which you can find on the YouTube from a fairly recent show. A cover of Randy Newman's Louisiana 1927, Acapulco there. And just absolutely nails it. Now, I don't think that Justin was in terrific shape at that show, as perhaps we heard on the first track in that set, Slipping and Sliding. But just goes to show that even in not terrific shape, he could absolutely slay an audience. And you heard how loud and annoying they were in that first track. And then when he did Louisiana 1927, they were silent. And that's the power of a great performer, friends. And he certainly was one. I remember, we're going to hear a little bit later in the show a clip, I think, from a show I got to see in Fargo, North Dakota in 2009. A bunch of us went down there to see Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson play this little community theater in Fargo. And Justin opened just by himself, and he just stormed the stage, and he played like he was playing in front of 50,000 people. There was maybe 50 people there. And he just knocked it out of the park. And I had such respect for that. What a guy. And everybody you talk to will tell you what a sweet, humble, decent guy he was. Not too many people ever said that about Steve, mind you. So I guess in some way he overcame some of his upbringing. Now, I should mention, by the way, if you want comprehensive looks at the catalog of Justin Townes Earl. Heard a couple of great, great looks at Justin on CKUW this week. Number one, Wednesday night on the Twang Trust over there at CKUW. Our old pal Stu did a hell of a tribute. I encourage you to go dial that one up for sure. And then Sean Burns put together an amazing little hour-long retrospective, which aired Friday at 3. And I'm sure you can dial that up somehow. Just go to Boots and Saddle Facebook page, and I'm sure you can find it or something, or ask Sean how to find it, because it was pretty great. And I'm going to try not to repeat too much of what they did, but they managed to leave me some pretty good gems, and I can't even believe, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I just missed it, but I can't believe that especially Stu didn't play this one. I want to play you some more covers that Justin did and kick it off with one of my faves, one of everybody's faves, a real highlight in the catalog. Here's this one.
Write you a letter tomorrow. Tonight I can't hold.
us again. Lights they flash in the evening through a hole in the drape. Jesus rides beside me, never by any smoke. Hurry up, hurry up, ain't you had enough of this stuff? Ashtray floors, dirty clothes, filthy jokes. Baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you look like a fool. I saw him the other night at this roadside bar. I was walking in, he was walking out. Back then we had a few drinks, but all we kept talking about was glory days, passing by glory days, the wink of a young girl's eyes, glory days, glory days. There's a girl that lives up the block, back in school she turned all the boys' heads. Sometimes on a Friday I'll stop by after she puts her kids to bed. Her and her husband Bobby split up, it must be 2 years gone by. We just sit around talking about old times. She says when she starts feeling like crying, she starts thinking about glory days. Pass you by glory days, the wink of a young girl's eyes, glory days, oh glory days. Now I'll go to the world tonight, drink till I get my fill. And I hope when I get old I don't sit around thinking about it, but I probably will. It
just sitting back and trying to recapture just a little of the glory of time slips away and leaves you with nothing, Mister, but boring stories of glory days. Pass you by glory days, the wink of a young girl's eyes, glory days. Glory days, not. Well, the Mississippi Delta is shining like a national guitar. I'm following the highway down the river through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boy pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companion, he's 9 years old, and he's the child of my first marriage. And I have reason to believe we all be received in Graceland. And she comes back and tells me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed. As if I never noticed the way she combs her hair off her forehead. Is losing love is just a window in your heart. Everybody sees you blown apart, and everybody sees the wind blowing. Oh, Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. Poor boy pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companion, these ghosts in empty sockets, I'm looking at ghosts of empties. And I have reason to believe we all be received in Graceland. Now there's a girl in New York City, she calls herself a human trampoline. Whenever I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, oh, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. She says losing love is just a window in your heart. Everybody sees you blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blowing. Oh, I'm going to Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending. Or maybe there's no obligations now. Reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. I'm going to Graceland. I'm going to Graceland. Going to Graceland.
Well, the cafe was closing on a hot summer night. Kathy was cleaning the sponge. Radio play, the hit parade, and I hummed along with the tune. She asked me to change the station, said that song just drove her insane. But I knew it weren't the music I played. It was me she was trying to blame. In the night is all black and still now.
on a hill where the angels sing. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle looked just like a diamond ring? But it's far, far from. I leaned on my left leg in the parking lot dirt. Kathy, she put out the lights. A June bug flew from the warmth he once knew. And I wish for once I weren't right. See, we used to laugh together, and we'd dance just to any old song. And you know she still laughs with me, but she waits just a minute too long. And the night is all black and still now, on a hill where the angels sing. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle looked just like a diamond ring? But it's far, far from me. I started the engine and I give her some gas. Kathy, she closed her purse, and we hadn't gone far in my beat up old car. And I was prepared for the worst. Will you see me tomorrow? No, I've got things to do. But a question ain't really a question when you know the answer to. In the night is all black and still now, on a hill where the angels sing. Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle looked just like a diamond ring? But it's far, far from me. Yeah, it's far, far from me.
Hi, this is Allison Moore.
And I'm Steve Earle.
And you're listening to...
The show. This show is called
Tell the Band
to Go Home.
On 101.5
UMFM.
Well, the wicked king of clubs awoke. It was to his queen he turned. His lips were laughing as they spoke. His eyes like bullets burn. The sun's upon a gambling day. Queen smiled low and blissfully. Let's make some wretched fool to pay. And plain it was she did agree.
So he sent his deuce down into diamond. His four to heart and his trade is spade. Three kings with their legions come. And preparations soon are made. Or they voted club the day's commander. Give him an army face and number. All with the outlaw jack of diamonds and the aces in the sky.
Well, he'd give his sevens his first instructions. Spirit me a game of stud. Sticks unscarred by limitations. Then a man named Gold, a man named Mud.
Club filled gold with greedy vapors. Till his long green eyes did glow. Mud was left with sighs and trembles. Watching his hard-earned money gold.
Flushes fell on go like water. Tens they paired and paired again. But the aces home that flew through heaven. And the diamond jack called no man friend. The diamond queen saw Mud's ordeal and began to think of a long lost son. Fell to her knees of the mother's mercy and prayed to the angels ever one. So the diamond queen she prayed and prayed. Diamond angel filled Mud's hole until the wicked king of clubs himself fell face down in front of gold. Now three kings come to club's command, but the aces from the sky did ride. Three kings up on the streets of gold, three fireballs on the muddy side. The club queen heard her husband's call, the lord that queen of diamonds joy, when the outlaw in the heavenly hall turned out to be her wandering boy. Now Muddy checked, gold bet all. Muddy raised and gold did call, and that smile just melted off his face. Mud turned over that diamond ace. This is what this story's told. Feel like mud, you'll end up gold. If you feel like lost, you'll end up found. So amigo, lay them races down.
A couple of the namesakes there. That's Steve and a song by Towns there, featuring Justin Towns Earl. From Steve's album Towns, it is Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold, and you know, they had a bit of a, they had a difficult relationship at the best of times. Steve wasn't exactly around when Justin was a kid, and Justin has has made no hesitation mentioning that every chance he gets, that Steve was a crappy father early on, but you can't doubt that Steve did his best. Eventually he turned it around, and even going so far as to take him on tour starting when he was about 15 years old, Justin Towns, playing in Steve's band, just so Steve could try to keep an eye on him. Unfortunately, it didn't work, because he had to get fired from that gig and sent back home, because the drug use that he was, that Steve was worried about, not exactly kept in check by being around old Steve. So that didn't work. And they've butted heads numerous times, but, you know, Stevie's, he's a crusty, prickly man, but there was never any doubt that he was super proud of, Justin and just loved him to bits. And you can kind of see that Steve's been doing these Guitar Town videos on the YouTube and on the Facebook, where he talks about his instruments and stuff. And he did one this week, a few days after he learned about Justin. And it's, you know, I've seen Steve a lot of times. I've seen him super angry and hostile. I've seen him totally stoned out of his mind. I've seen him quiet and, you know, just going through the motions. I've even seen Steve happy, believe it or not. But in this video, he just looks broken, just completely broken. I don't know. I kind of get why he did the video. I think he felt like he had to do something or he was going to go crazy. I'm just speculating, of course, but it's a hard video to watch. And, he doesn't address Justin until right at the end. And that, if you watch it to the end, that's when you just lose it, because, man, it's a tough one. So big love and support to Steve and Allison and everybody who loved Justin, and the tributes, they are a flowing, that's for sure. Everybody seemed to have some kind of good interaction with the guy. Before that, we heard Justin doing a John Prine song called Far From Me from a John Prine tribute record called Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows. We also heard in there Justin doing a version of Graceland. We heard him doing Springsteen's Glory Days, which Stu didn't play. He played Racing in the Streets, though, which, you know, if I had to choose, I probably would choose Racing in the Streets. That's a great cover, but he left us that one from Dead Man's Town. And off the top there, we heard the Replacements cover, Can't Hardly Wait. There, Justin. And there are actually a bunch of people who covered Justin as well, including this one right here. He produced a record for Wanda Jackson. And Wanda had some very kind things to say about that time on the social medias the other day. So you might want to look that up, as with, you know, many of the tributes. But I'll play you something from that record. It's called Unfinished Business, and here she is doing one of Justin's songs.
Now what do you do when you're lonesome? Where do you go when you're blue? And how do you deal with such emotion when you're just an ordinary fool? And do you hang your head and walk the streets hoping no one sees your face, wishing you were someone else, someplace far away? Do you stay out late nights drinking, trying to smile through a pain that everybody knows is tearing you in two? So what do you do when you're lonesome? Where do you go when you're blue? And how do you deal with such emotion when you're just an ordinary tried changes of geography and such? Others have locked their hearts away for fear they'll fall in love. But still there's some far too dumb to know there's something wrong, and they waste their lives wondering why and waking up alone. So what do when you're lonesome? Where do you go when you're blue? And how do you deal with such emotion when you're just an ordinary fool?
Mama, I'm searching every night and day. I'm looking for the means, for means to pay for all the wrongs I've done, all the nights I left you alone to wait. But I'm always gonna owe you if you'll always look the other way.
All right, this is Ghost of Virginia. Well, she comes out at night, cold winds of December. When it's quiet, you hear her engines cry. She blows smoke at her wheels and her gears pound the steel as they carry her on down the line. I'm sure that you've heard stories, as most of us have. The lunch counter and barbershop queues. She's the ghost of Virginia, and from here up to Richmond, she runs by the light of the moon. Well, a few years back on that old Suffolk Road, where it crosses the abandoned rail line, my grandpa claimed that he'd seen a freight train, and it wasn't no sleek streamline. Oh, she was cold, black, and steel as she screamed as she cut her way clear of the pines. But he swears to this day he can't feel the earth shake and smell the smoke when the wind's just right. She was a real working horse, hauling coal out for old man Ward. She was tied up with ribbons and sent out of Richmond, hauling soldiers during the war. Oh, but some say she wrecked, and she rides these rails, hoping one day she'll get it right. Others say she roams out, picking up lost souls and carrying them down Caroline. On that old Suffolk Road, you see the strangest of sights. She's a ghost of Virginia, bound from Raleigh up to Richmond, and you better stay out of her line. Yeah, you better stay out of her line.
Michael Cerveris and Loose Cattle there with a version of Justin's Ghost of West Virginia. Before that, we heard Swift Creek doing a version of perhaps Justin's best-known original, Harlem River Blues. Zoe Nutt in there with a song called Look the Other Way, and Wanda Jackson with What Do You Do When You're Lonesome, all covers of Justin Townes Earle. We got to take a break and come back. We'll pay some bills, and we'll be back with more. Tell the Band to Go Home. Please stick around.